Hello and welcome to another episode of Fake It. I'm Alexa Ace. I'm your host. This is basically my personal life show. So thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning into Le Gossip. I don't know what I'm saying. So when I started the show in November, I wanted to start the show in January of 2023. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. Oh my God. I just realized today is April 16th, which means it's my attorney's birthday, but also this day last year is the day I left for London. It's all making sense. So January of last year, I wanted to start this podcast called like Sativa Slut, and I was just like smoking a lot of weed and wanted to start a show where I could talk about smoking weed. And then basically by August, I was like, no, I need to talk about my life. And then by like December, I was like, okay, wow, I'm talking way too much about my life. Maybe not even too much, but just a good amount of exposure therapy to really wake me the fuck up. So then by March, by last month, I was like, women and music. I was like, I like to talk about women and music. So if you're listening to this right now, I had no plans on saying this today. Okay, whatever. If you're listening to this right now, here's your formal announcement that Women and Music is coming back, and it is coming back better than fucking ever, So this is kind of like my personal show, and all of a sudden I feel like I'm going to shit my pants. So, oh God. I just had coffee. I just ate breakfast, had coffee. I woke up this morning and I was really fucking cranky. And I don't wake up cranky. I'm not a cranky, I'm not really even often a cranky person or really angry. But this morning I fucking woke up cranky. Why? Because I'm trying to change my sleep schedule around, because I love staying up until like 3 a.m. I need to stop doing that. I'm trying to change my sleep schedule around. Therefore, I'm trying to not smoke as much weed at night. Therefore, I didn't smoke that much weed last night, and I actually dreamt. I don't dream either. So I had a dream last night. I feel like I'm gonna shit myself. I had a dream last night that my ex got with my favorite influencer. That was a nightmare. I was fucking pissed. At the same time, he was like trying to see me again and seeing someone else. And if that isn't the definition of what I just fucking went through, that is the definition of what I went through. That is the definition of what just happened. So I woke up this morning like, I need to fight for women forever. And then here we go with the exposure therapy. And then I get on my yoga mat, and I don't normally allow myself to pick up my phone when I'm on my yoga mat. Like, I'm not allowed to open social media because it's like a time that I am trying to cleanse all of that, to cleanse the, you know, extra energy that might be on me. But this morning I decided to open up my phone, do a little creeping, and I saw something that fueled the fucking fire, that fanned the flame. And then I got real cranky and I had to sit in this meditation, a cranky meditation, thinking about my fucking ex. And then I got out of the meditation and I was like, all right, I think I need to tell a story. So where's my phone? Okay, so I'm currently and like always kind of dealing with one of these situations, but no more. Okay, so there were these girls in my life, let's say 10 years ago. Could be 10 years ago, could be right now, could be 4 years ago. This could have never happened. All right, so there were these girls in my life, sisters, okay? And they acted like we were really good friends. We went to the same school, we had similar hobbies and interests, and they started supporting me by coming to my events, sharing music with me, contacts, we're hanging out at parties, we're texting, we're liking each other's photos, we're viewing each other's stories, we're following each other on all of our accounts. Like, we were way more than cordial. They were a little bit younger than me, and like, so at school, I really liked these girls. Like, they were super cool. And at school, I started getting word from someone I really trusted, one of my teachers, that these girls were talking about me like very closely, like talking about my personal information out loud. And this teacher was like, okay, you kind of need to watch what you're saying around them because they're sharing your personal information. And I was like, oh shit, that's not okay. I need to let them know that's not okay. So then I do that, da 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 da. Some time passes by, things are good, and I'm working on, let's just say, this invention. So this invention I had been working on was like a long time coming, and the fucking invention worked. I built it in terms of, like, basically this invention was for music, was for community, was for society, was for women. The amount of fucking hours it took for me at Starbucks by myself, coming up with the dumbest fucking names, the dumbest systems, you know what I mean? Like, when you're starting a business, or when you're starting an event, when you're doing a big old project, it takes a lot of fucking work, right? I was so excited about this. People kind of knew I was building this invention type of thing, and they were my friends at the time. And so I was telling them a lot about, like, behind the scenes, like what I'm doing to build it. Well, let's just say shortly after I started and launched this invention, the sisters came up with the exact same invention. But theirs was just slightly different. Okay, just like slightly less cool, let's be real. And I was like, okay, no big deal. You know, we're all on our own journeys. They decided to take inspiration out of what I built, so that's cool. We love someone who steals like an artist, all fucking for it. So then I didn't really think much of it. I was like, okay, we're gonna let this pass. That's cool. It's cool that they started their own invention together. That's very similar to mine. Okay. But then I started noticing they started to get like a little bit distant, like not responding to my emails, not responding to my text messages, but still first on my story. Then I kind of started distancing myself and, you know, not thinking too much of it. But then one of the girls gets the same job I had and graduated from. And, you know, you could be like, okay, yeah, you know, it's typical. People, you know, go for the same jobs. But this job I invented. Like, the company didn't have this job before I cold pitched and emailed them and said, I really want to work for you and do this. How can we make this happen? And pulled some strings and we did. And this job was on the other side of the fucking world. So when I found out that one of the sisters from my school got a job on the other side of the world, that I was the first one ever to secure that position, I was like, okay, it's getting a little weird. It's getting a little weird. So I'm like, okay. I need to keep my eyes out all of a sudden because this is a little bit too much. And then a couple years later, basically, so we're friends for, let's just say, like 10 years at this point. Literally, like, kind of, sort of. I can't tell you details. But a couple years later, they have a very similar invention to me, a very similar job to me, and would still come up to parties and would still come up to me at parties and act like we're really good friends. But then this is the kicker here, okay? Well, that was enough. Like, after this, one of the sisters went out and got this job on the other side of the world, I was like, okay, you're going to be put into this category, aka the category I cannot fucking trust, because that's kind of weird that you're just acting like I didn't invent that job and not talking to me, not telling me anything about it. Like, it was just so weird. It almost felt like gaslighting. So then a few years pass by and I'm, you know, keeping them in that same category. They still come up to me at parties, blah, blah, blah. And then one of the sisters starts hanging out with my abusive ex-boyfriend. And not only just hanging out with him, but this person, this sister, still has me on their close friends and is hanging out with my abusive ex-boyfriend as if they're together. What the fuck? And she wants me to see it? I'm literally on her close friends while she's hanging out with my ex-boyfriend. What the fucking fuck? Now, I know it's like, oh, the first coincidence is the very similar invention. When I say similar invention, I mean fucking the exact same. Just with a slight, like, if my invention was a full 360 pie chart, theirs was like 355, like 5 degrees off from what I created. And then the girl to go get the same job, and then the boyfriend, like, so what I'm trying to say here is, Fuck that. I was friends with way too many people like that the last decade. And let me fucking tell you what, no more allowed. Like, no more allowed. And people, of course, like, I think that women are taught that copying is the quote unquote sincerest form of flattery. And it is, I guess. And it really doesn't bother me, but it's overstepping. That's what it is. The job, the invention, the boyfriend, the ex fucking stupid ass boyfriend. Girl, take him. Girl, take him. Girl, have him. That's behind me for a reason. But the overstepping is what I'm not going to allow to happen anymore. And this isn't the first and only time. There was this other girl, too, at the same school who I went and had coffee with. I grew up with her. And she was like, hey, can we go get coffee? And I was like, yeah, of course, let's do it. And we go and we go get coffee. We're like childhood friends. And we stay there for like 2 hours. She is suddenly really interested in the music business. This person wasn't studying music business before, was studying something very opposite. Within a month, this person transferred to my school and got in every single one of my classes, every single day, every single week, the exact same schedule. I had to go to my school board, my school counselor, myself, and say, I need to be removed. I am so uncomfortable. So it's slight. The way that people can take your energy or your sparkle, or like, I don't even know. Girls are just fucking catty. And the way that they're taking your sparkle is by overstepping. So it's not even them. Like, again, there's really no one ever to blame but yourself. But then, okay, I'm looking at myself like, okay, what do I need to do to make sure this never happens again? Well, I need to have the fucking smallest circle of all time ever. Like the smallest circle. No more little brief coffee chats. Like, hear me. Like, no more coffee meetups. No more small talk. No, I can't go get lunch if we haven't seen each other. I have my circle. My circle is small. My circle is full. And that's about it. And I think that ever since I've just made my circle way fucking smaller, I feel like I can trust what I say to the people around me and that I don't have to double take and be like, oh, that's a little too similar. Oh, that's a little weird. And I don't know. Like I felt weird even about like recording this because I don't want to sound pompous, but I don't think it is pompous. I think it's just girlhood, womanhood. Like I can hear my mom telling me as like a 9-year-old, let that girl copy you. That's okay. You're being a mentor. You're being an inspiration. Like, just don't let it get under your skin. Don't let it get under your skin. And so with these like sisters, or with the girl that went to the college, like, so it's not like people are like intentionally digging at you. They're not like trying to come after your career. They're not like trying to be you. They're not trying to copy you. They just find interest in what you're doing and want to apply it to their lives. Okay, so I'm also a mega fucking empath, and I also have to look at it from the other perspective and say, holy shit, fuck, I need to draw my boundaries even fucking stronger. No matter if they're not trying to hurt me, they are. They're overstepping. I feel uncomfortable. I feel confused. That's not okay. Confusion is a red flag. So, and also, like, my ideas are what get me out of depression. Like inventing things and working and jobs and passion, like no one can take your passion away from you. Even if they copy you to a T, it might get annoying. But I think that if you're a successful person in any way, or even a happy person, that's it. Like even a happy person, a good energetically aligned person, people are going to be attracted to you and the things that you do, especially if they don't feel confident in themselves or if they don't feel satisfied in their own life or basically these people are just traumatized and living in their traumatized state because they don't know what they want to do with themselves. What? All right. So speaking of another traumatized person, JoJo fucking Siwa is all over the goddamn internet this week. And I'm like, why? But then I was like, why am I like, why? And then I watched the Call Her Daddy episode with JoJo Siwa being interviewed. And then I was like, why even more? Because people fucking hate her. Like, people hate JoJo Siwa. I have no idea who this bitch even is. I know nothing about her. I had no idea that she, and I know I'm in the music industry, but I had no idea that she, like, wrote songs. And I thought that she was just, like, a Disney character that danced. And not that she wrote her new song, because we all know, if you know, you know. So basically, JoJo Siwa put out a new record, a new era in the past 2 weeks, month, and, basically, if you don't know, JoJo Siwa is this like child adult in some ways. That's so fucking rude to say, but it's fine. She'll get it. She's like this child adult. And she like wears all the bows in her hair and the very vibrant colors, and she's super happy, and she's like, hey guys, like she's like, you know, okay, if you know, you know. Well, her new era looks like fucking Gene Simmons, and this bitch also is trying to say that she has no idea who Gene Simmons is. So that was like my, that's what I knew about her prior to this interview, listening to this interview. I knew that she had no idea, quote unquote, I don't know if I believe that, come on, who Gene Simmons is. We all fucking know who Gene Simmons is. Go look at JoJo Siwa's new era. It's a little extreme. It's a little dramatic, and I'm here for it. That might be controversial, but I'm here for it. Like, I do think she's a little bit traumatized, but I also think that she's making her own decisions at this point in her life. And if she wants to act like she's creating gay pop, she can go ahead and do that. That's not the truth. And I think that she also apologized for that. If you didn't know that lore, JoJo Siwa, apparently JoJo Siwa a few weeks ago decided to say that she's like inventing gay pop. I mean, the biggest moment of silence. Like, JoJo, like all pop is gay. Bitch, come on. Girl, come on. So I don't know. I kind of like her being rebellious and turning heads. And in this interview with Alex, she, JoJo's like literal definition of life is, my goal is to get them to turn their head. And that's exactly what the fuck she's doing. She's trolling. So I think that it's kind of cool that she's the talk of the town right now, even if she is a little bit cringe. I am also here for cringe. I'm here for self-expression, and I'm ultra here for lesbians. I fucking love lesbians. Like, I am basically lesbian. It depends on the day. It depends on the day. Coachella was also this weekend, and I can't think about Coachella without thinking about Lordcella in like 2000 fucking, I don't know, 2012, 2013, 2014, maybe 15 or 16. Lordcella and Gagacella. Those are the only two things that matter to me, or did matter to me, about Coachella. But now we're going to go ahead and add Lanacella. Holy fuck. That entrance, Billie Eilish and Lana singing together. Billie even stating that, like, all you bitches wouldn't be here without Lana or something like that. It's true. Like, it's true. The way that Lana commands and demands and just is an angelic force on the stage is proof, I think, of aliens. And she's just the best. She's just the best. Like, Coachella, I think, is a clout chasing central concert community. What's the word? Festival. But I do want to go at some point. I think I do want to go. I do think it looks a little bit like a lot of fucking effort just for outfits and for clout. But it does look fun. As long as I have like an ultra VIP pass. I don't know. All right, so that's what I have for today. That's about it. Coachella seems cool. I don't know much about Coachella because I've never been. I know about Bonnaroo. That's about it. I'm actually not really a festival girly. I'm really not, unless I'm working it or unless... No, that's it. Unless I'm like super taken care of, because I hate being sweaty. I hate being hot. I hate being around a lot of people. I hate everything. Just kidding. I love life. Last week, I also did mention to not manifest until like April 24th. That was not incorrect, but there is one day within this retrograde on April 20th. Haha. On April 20th, hashtag 420, where you're supposed to manifest like a motherfucker, because it's going to be like 420, 420 or something. I don't know. 2040, 204251, 867. Oh, 8675309. That was my ex's password, and the very first time I ever creeped on someone's phone and found nudes that weren't mine of someone I was dating. Okay, I love you. I love you. What am I listening to right now? Let's look. Well, I was listening to Giggly Squad, of course. Oh, I've been listening to a lot of rock and roll this week, actually. Like, I woke up this morning and the very first thing I did is turn on Cold Hard Bitch. I mean, maybe that's because I was cranky, but been listening to a lot of rock and roll, like a lot of Led Zeppelin, a lot of Jet, a lot like a Pearl Jam from last time too. Actually, a lot of Ozzy Osbourne. You can take the girl out of pop. Not really. but you really can't take the girl out of rock and roll. So it's like after I go on my 10-hour Charlie XCX binges, I listen to rock and roll for 500 days in a row. And then what am I saying? Okay, I gotta go. This is stupid. I love you guys. Have a great week. Listen to pop music. Listen to rock and roll. Tell people to fuck off. Be careful with your boundaries. Tell people to fuck off again. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you're the baddest bitch in the entire fucking world. Manifest on April 20th. Is that this week? Yes, it sure is. Okay, I love you. Mwah. Bye.